Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts Republicans failed to win any statewide offices or congressional seats in last week's midterm elections, but they did manage to double their numbers in the House of Representatives on Beacon Hill, winning 16 additional legislative seats. WBUR's Fred Tice set out across the state to meet several of the new Republican representatives. Here's Fred's report.
It's clear from meeting Nick Baldiga, Matt Beaton, and Rich Bastien that they share a common desire to change Beacon Hill. Rich Bastien is wrestling a utility trailer through the front door of his campaign office on Gardner's sloping Main Street. His 7-year-old son, Sean, holds the door.
Daddy, why do we need the trailer?
We needed the trailer to put the sign in, remember? We had the sign up at the park the other day, in the back of the trailer.
The other day, Bastien was picking Sean up at school and found him talking to his teachers.
What did you tell them?
I told them that he wanted to raise taxes.
No.
Lower taxes.
Yeah.
Lower taxes, create jobs, and be in the local district.
Bastien says he and his new colleagues from central Massachusetts plan to meet several times over the next few weeks to figure out how to help struggling businesses in their part of the state.
I sense among the newly elected state representatives a real desire to get in and work now. We want to hit the ground running in January.
Bastien and his fellow newly elected Republicans hope that they can form a coalition to stop taxes from rising.
There are some conservative Democrats. I know I've spoken to a few of them personally. They had to vote party line before. If we control 20% and we can get maybe 10 to 15% of the fiscally conservative Democrats that also see that taxes are too high, I think that we at least can hold the fort on higher taxes.
Matt Beaton is another newly elected Republican from central Massachusetts. He's a contractor who specializes in building energy-efficient homes. We go to his favorite room in the house he's building for his growing family in Shrewsbury. The pine room feels like a cabin.
I love fly fishing, particularly. There's something about being in a stream in the middle of the woods with the water running through your legs.
An antique fly fishing rod he bought at the Brimfield Fair hangs on the wall. Like Rich Bastien, Beaton also wants to hold the line on taxes.
We just have an open checkbook up there, and we're just firing around money that's very hard-earned by a lot of hard-working taxpayers. And I just want to make sure that those dollars are being spent in the most wisely, most efficient manner possible.
We meet our final freshman Republican out in western Massachusetts, in Southwick. Nicholas Baldiga stands on the shore of Lake Congammon, where he lives. Many of the businesses along the shore have closed for the season. A few yellow maple leaves hang onto the trees. Baldiga represents four towns:
Agawam, Granville, Russell, and Southwick.
For 4 years after college, Baldiga served as a police officer. He says he wants to go to Boston to preserve essential services, such as police and schools, while cutting everywhere else.
So when people are losing their jobs at home, they can't pay their mortgage, they can't pay their rent, they're having difficulty sending their kids to college, and then they see local town governments or state governments with out-of-control spending, and it's their tax dollars, and they're struggling at home, they don't understand the recklessness and the mindset of our legislators.
Baldiga and the other new Republican representatives we met hope to bring a new mindset to Beacon Hill, one that keeps money going to cities and towns, but pushes austerity and all other things. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.